The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What Witch, This, That, or the Other? From Bonnaroo to Coachella, traversing the music festival landscape can be tricky. That's where we come in with high fives for everyone. The What Podcast with Brad, Barry, Lord Taco, dedicated to exploring the entire festival scene.
Brad has worked in the radio industry for more than 20 years and currently lives in Brooklyn, where he is program director for three stations, including one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in Miami.
Barry's been a reporter for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, covering all aspects of the entertainment industry since 1987. That's before you were born.
Lord Taco, the smart guy who makes these podcasts on our website at thewhatpodcast.com work, also really good at identifying babies, loves blue-haired moms, PBR, and his beautiful Volkswagen bus.
We all fell in love with the Bonnaroo Festival years ago, not only because of the amazing bands that play there every year, but also because of the incredible community spirit that has developed around it. Radiate positivity.
And we really like talking about the inside baseball stuff when it comes to putting on a huge music festival, so join us.
You can hear the What Podcast on the Consequence Podcast Network or anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
This year that matter, going through some of our artist interviews, ours, I wasn't there, from Bonnaroo 2022 in what we call a snackable, pocket-sized episode. Barry Corder, Lord Taco. We have one interview that's out there, Brisson Maroney. We also have today's, which is churches. I really feel like churches, one of the highlights of the festival. Now, I would have gone. It would have been on the top of my list because I love that live show so much. Barry, Taco, did you like the show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He saw more of it than I did.
Oh, you actually did go. Okay.
I saw a little bit of it, yeah. But I liked them, and the interview was terrific. This was the one I teased a little bit. The last show, the bigger show that we did, we looked like we knew what we were doing. We came in with two photographers and a sound guy. And a whole crew, and they were very nice and met with us inside their air-conditioned trailer.
Ooh.
Backstage.
Did you trash it?
Yes, so we had a rager. As soon as they left, Taco and I just tore the place apart.
Oh, you know, yeah, flipping tables, tearing posters off the wall.
You should.
Yeah.
We've told this story before of when I trashed Bishop Briggs's trailer, and oh, totally by accident. It was not my fault, but I don't know if I told you, but what?
Yes, it kind of was.
It was never my fault. She asked for a Topo Chico. I went to open the Topo Chico, and the whole cabinet came flying down. It wasn't my fault.
It's kind of not how it went. She was insistent that she was so proud that she had the Topo Chico. Uh-huh. That's what she was loving. She loved her trailer, and she got all the Topo Chico she could drink, and she kept insisting, "You guys need to take one. You need to take one." Well, it was not a screw cap. So Brad's like, you know, the old college. You put it on the side of the table and you hit and you pop, and he broke the table.
The whole front of the table came crashing down to the ground.
The trim.
Harry, no. I was opening it for her. I was being a gentleman. I said, would you like to have a Topo Chico, Miss Bishop Briggs? And I went to open it, and then it broke the place in half. And then I was like, oh, I'll just get you another one. Another one. And then I went back to the Topo Chico stack, opened it. It flew out of my hand, got Topo Chico everywhere on the thing. And she just looked down at the ground in a Topo Chico covered ground and a bottle that was sprawled all
spinning,
over the
spinning.
Thing, spinning. And she just looked at me and she goes, just go.
Just go. Yeah. You're like, just I'll clean it up. I'll clean it up. She said, just go. I couldn't pack up their stuff quickly enough. Just go.
I ran into her in the city a couple of weeks ago, and I brought that story up to her, and she goes, do you know what? I haven't had a Topo Chico since.
They're ruined forever now. Thank
she,
you.
She literally looked at me and she's like, I think that was the last Topo Chico I'll ever drink in my life.
I have the bottle. It's in my collection of Bonnery stuff.
Send me a picture of it. I'll text it to her. That's fantastic.
I'll send it to Taco. Well, I need to include it in the video here. Yeah
we'll toss it in the video right here.
It was definitely not one of my
bottle.
It was not one of my finer moments, but it was not my fault. It was a shoddy construction of a cabinet that should not have been breaking just because I was trying to open a bottle.
Okay, well.
She had nothing to open the Topo Chico
that's
with.
True.
I
that's
needed
true.
To be the big, strong man for her.
It was pretty funny.
She's pregnant, too, by the way. She's about to have a baby. Nice. Beautiful pregnant woman. I mean, she is.
Oh, that's not your fault either, though, right?
That was definitely not mine. I think she's a. But, I think that there's some women that just look great pregnant, right? She looks incredible. I don't mean that disparagingly. She looks incredible. I mean, she just shines. She's got this glow on her. She thinks that she looks like she's having the time of her life pregnant.
Yeah, it's the glow.
Yeah, she's got it. I love her. I think she's fantastic.
Yeah, she was great, but. Back to churches with Lauren, Ian, and Martin. They were nice as they could be. We talked about the heat because she said, "You know, here I am wearing this wool dress."
I bet she was. I was about to ask what she was wearing because I mean, the big thing about churches is she's a fashion icon.
Well, and she was. I mean, they were ready to go. Well, pretty much. I think Martin was not. He said, "I'll change when it's almost time." She was beautiful, and they were, again, David Bruce was with us, I Am Bonnaroo, and Nate Gale was with us taking pictures, and Dave, they went outside with David and posed for a couple, 3 minutes, 4 or 5
that's
minutes.
Great. I mean, the other thing, too, I love about her is that she's got this massive voice. I mean, her voice is huge, and she is a teeny tiny little pixie.
She's very, very tiny,
She is an itty-bitty tiny little pixie and adorable too, absolutely adorable, the sweetest, you know, but boy, she's got that voice. How that voice is packed into her is insane to me.
And you'll hear this was their third Bonnaroo, right? Yeah. So they compared their first two and they were just getting ready when they talked to us for their third, which as we, you know, that's one of the things we love about Bonnaroo is you get these repeat acts, and you get to catch up with them and watch it develop and all that. But that was really cool. That was one of the highlights for me. I mean, it's work related. Not everybody gets that opportunity, but that was a lot of fun.
Also, I don't know if you know this, but somebody that we know very, very well will be listening to this episode who is a major, major churches fan. You want to guess who it is? Big time celebrity going to be listening to this episode.
I don't know.
That would be a Miss Kristen Corder. She loves churches.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to tell them that this is happening. So if they hear it, this is their sign. This is the closed caption message to the Jared and Kristen Corder family of Repeat
nice.
Repeat.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it, Taco? You had seen him, and he asked about that. He had seen him at Shaky Knees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just caught their show at Shaky Knees. It was fantastic. It was one of the best shows of the weekend.
It's a great show. And so anything else before you want to get into this chat?
No, just okay. Look forward to hearing it. And by the way, everything went great. The sound was good. We hit record.
Wait.
Yeah.
Stop
everything
it.
Went great. It was very, we looked like we knew what we were doing. It was cool.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. You're bound to get one.
This was the one.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. Churches on the What Podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, guys, welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry. Across from me is Lord Taco. You all know, I'm sure you know the folks sitting on the couch. We're so proud, so honored to have Churches with us.
Yay, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're backstage. You guys are staying cool, getting ready for your show later.
Trying to, yeah. I don't know, we were wearing black and wool. Why have we done that?
This is wool.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I've always wondered it. It's got to be a tricky thing for a band, right? Because you got to look cool. You got to dress right.
Yeah, you can't really wear what you would want to wear in this kind of weather, because then doesn't fit with the image of the band, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of just at that point of the tour where I'm like, fuck it.
Wear whatever's
comfortable. You got the shorts on.
Get changed for the show.
Wear whatever's comfortable. Yeah. That's the Bonnaroo way. You guys, we were talking before we went on the air here. This is your third time, right?
Third time, yes. I think we were just looked up to double check. 2014 was the first time, and then 2018 we played, and Hayley Williams got to sing with us on a song. Well, we got to sing with her. I don't know. It sounds bad. And then this time, so lucky number three.
What are your memories of those two shows, and what are you looking forward to for this one?
Gosh, it's a bit of a blur. 2014 seems like so long ago. Remember Kanye was playing that night?
I have 2014 Bonnaroo, I'll never forget, because it was the night that I injured my back during the show, and I had the same recurring back injury for 10 years after it. I still have it. But the crowd was so crazy. And the show was so crazy that it was I was just having a bit too much fun.
Wow.
And I felt something go, oh man, that's a bit weird in the middle of the gig. It's like, that doesn't feel right. And then the next day I was stiff as a board and I couldn't move. So I'll never forget it.
Taco and I were talking beforehand. He saw you guys, a couple of weeks ago in Atlanta?
Yeah, for Shaky Knees. I was there for there, and I caught your show there. It was amazing. Perfect
Another
vibe.
Sweaty situation, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. Apparently, I didn't see, but apparently Trent Reznor watched a little bit of our set.
Oh, did he?
And I'm glad I didn't know that at the time, because I would have been extra nervous.
That would have been awful had we known he was actually watching us. We would have made so many mistakes.
But then he left, so maybe he didn't like it. I don't know.
That's the scariest thing of all. If someone only watches a little bit of your set, does that mean that they hate you?
I like to believe he just had commitments. He's a very busy man.
Oh, yeah, he was on right after us.
Yeah, he was going to play a show, so I guess he had to go and get ready. That's what we're telling ourselves anyway.
What are you looking forward to? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I watched the whole thing. It was great. I'm glad I didn't make you any nervous that I was watching it. Yeah,
yes. If you'd have known Taco left early.
We were like, no, it's going to be so embarrassing when we talk to him in 2 weeks.
What are you looking forward to in this one, now that you've done it? Do those sorts of things play into, I guess, your mindset or your thinking? You know what you know it's going to be hot. You know the crowd's going to be into it and ready to see stuff. Do you think about those sort of things in a place like this?
I think no. Yeah, I mean, totally. But now, instead of being truly terrified, as I might have been like in the early days, it's more just excitement now. Like nervous energy, but the good kind of nervous energy, where when we first came around, things happened really fast. So we found ourselves on these stages that, you know, maybe we would have considered to be too big for us. I thought personally, everyone is an imposter, you know. But we did a lot of growing up in front of people.
Yeah.
But now I'm just, when we think about tonight, it's just fun. Oh my God, not the same feeling as 2014.
It's interesting you say that. I talked to Kane Brown, who's a country singer from Chattanooga. And he said, basically, it's almost like sports, where you hear the game slowed down. The first year or two for him, he just wanted to get on stage, and that was it. You know, get through it. And he now wants to make jokes and talk and enjoy and think about it. So is that kind of what you're? Yeah.
Yeah, I think we were just. I guess it's interesting because it's coming around to 10 years of the first album, so it's been nice to kind of reflect on that time period a bit and be like, huh. We were just, like, terrified the whole time. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to think about it a bit differently and be terrified about different things.
We were talking about the years, and you guys, this is your third. It's, you know, my 17th. One of the things we love about coming to Bonnaroo is to be able to see bands multiple times as they grow and progress and all that. So it works both ways, I guess, is... Yeah. Well, all right, Taco, do you have any other questions? I know you guys are on a tight schedule.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking forward to your show tonight.
Yay, thank you, and thank you guys for having us.
Thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
A Consequence Podcast Network exclusive. Churches on the What podcast. Barry, Taco, nice job. The pictures look great too, by the way. If you haven't checked those out, I guess we'll social them. The What _ podcast. Or is it the _ What podcast? I never remember.
The What _ podcast on Twitter and the What podcast on Instagram and everywhere else.
Like, share, subscribe, rate, review. It's all very helpful. Good work, gentlemen. Looks great. Now, Barry, I will say... The pictures are great, but you look a little underdressed next to her. You look a little...
You know, there's times in life... Off. There are times in life when you have a chance to look back and rethink some things. Uh-huh. And at that time in my life, I was concerned about only the heat.
Got it.
And I wasn't thinking about what it's going to look like for the rest of eternity. Mm-hmm. What did I tell you I look like? A giant Keebler elf, right?
This Keebler elf really smokes a lot of weed.
The bandana is a big part of Bonnaroo for me because it keeps the hair out of the way and it keeps me dry.
See, this is the problem. I actually don't agree with this strategy, Barry. Why would you cover up the moneymaker? Do you see me wearing a hat at Bonnaroo?
No, but see, never. And I'm rethinking it now. Now that there are cameras involved, I'm gonna have to find a different way. But
plus, you have such a head of hair. A, you don't ever want to tame that. And secondly, if you put it under a bandana, wouldn't it just make it hotter?
No, actually, it felt really good.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, hair and makeup. Hair and makeup.
If
next
you're
time.
If you're just listening to this on the audio version, hop over to YouTube and come check out. come see EL Fudge on the What podcast.
I swear to God, if we don't get a Photoshop version of you and Kiva the Elf, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be. I demand that. I demand somebody make that Photoshop. Please, God.
It is what it is. I have to, you know, I saw it. I thought it looked like a giant elf. Anyway.
Now, would a giant elf, considering an elf is an elf, would a giant elf be a berry?
Maybe. I don't know.
Full grown? I don't know.
Yeah. A full grown elf is a berry.
Full grown elf, yeah. Not a baby, a berry.
Not a baby.
But speaking of artwork, you know, I kept running into Aaron Carlson at the farm, and he was one of our patrons. We had him on the show, and he was the one that drew that masterpiece for the contest where he just went into MS Paint and just, you know, sketched out, you know, you and me and, or you and Barry, and then I was just like a can of Miller High Life.
Well, your favorite beer.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So what was he doing there? Whipping up another piece of art? Was he, what was he doing on the fly? Was he printing t-shirts? What was his gig on the farm?
I don't know. It was just weird. I kept running into him, you know, and there's, you know, just,
well, I mean, it's
just
not
by
hard
chance.
Yeah, no, it's not hard to run into people when you're basically at a family picnic. Where there's,
I ran into
people.
A lot of people.
There's 50,000 people there, and you keep running into. I mean, I swear, I ran into him every single day. It seemed like in different places.
That's great.
Different shows. You know, walking backstage. I think he had one of the platinum wristbands on or something.
Wow! Did he do platinum?
I think so. Maybe. Yeah.
I would like to find one of the four or five people that did platinum this year. That would have. I'd love to hear their experience in my campsite.
Yeah, I want to grill them for stealing our real estate.
That's a good idea. That's, yeah.
I wanted to see if they felt shame.
Hope they appreciated
yeah.
it.
It's like when somebody breaks into the house just to hang out at the pool. I hope you're enjoying it. I really hope you're enjoying what we built with our hands and our labor.
Seriously, though, if you did platinum and you're listening, reach out. I'd love to talk to you. I'd like to know what was good, bad, whatever about it.
And if you do it again, big price tag.
Yeah. Say no so that we can get our campground back.
No kidding. Eliminate platinum. That's our new thing.
Yeah.
Move platinum. Move them back to the hill or another hill. All right. There you go. Churches on the What Podcast. We'll see you soon.
Consequence Podcast Network.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.